You guys have been away for 3 years, training, studying. You guys decided before you left and went your separate ways after the last adventure that you would meet back at your village in 3 years to sort of come back together and try to figure out what this whole map thing was about.
I believe that a source of higher learning would probably be our best option to start out.
To the library!
Okay, I don't agree with this decision, but I'll go with it because we are all heroes together. However, we do hear frogs in the distance start croaking a little bit louder than normal.
He's missing eyes.
See, I think that the altar was disturbed by Jacob because he just didn't properly know how to honor my god. But if he disturbed it, he actually became part of that faith.
So as you're thinking about this and reading these over, roll intelligence.
Which is...
the big one.
Yep, it's 20.
D20?
Three.
Okay, so...
I'm not having a good job with this thing.
You need to shake it before you drop it in.
So,
it doesn't matter.
You're it's attacked random. Before you hear him coming.
Yes.
There's...
Okay, it's a random thing, guys.
Shook it and put it in, I got a 19.
That's how dice work.
So, this is probably Jacob, but he's no longer human.
Yeah.
He's been cursed into sort of this frog monster. He has these sharp, razor-like teeth.
Sure.
And instead of eyes, he's taken these rubies...
and put them in his own eyes?
Yeah, like this. So he's sort of, like, feeling around with his tongue.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's quite long at this point. And he tries to claw you in the back. Rolling a 16 versus your armor class.
See, he shook it.
I have an armor class of 20.
So he cannot get through your armor.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in battle with him.
Okay.
What do you do?
I think Calvin's also somewhere there because he was following him.
Oh, Calvin,
I'm
you
not,
see this as well.
I'm not there yet.
Before I
retaliate,
okay.
What did the thing say about the eyes? If they look at the moon, they what?
If they look upon the full moon... open his home.
Is there a full moon tonight? What's the moon cycle?
There is.
Okay. All right, well, me being a person that doesn't believe in coincidence, I'm going to try to disable him, but I also am... my eventual goal in this attack is to grab his head and point it towards the full moon.
Okay.
Or do I need to put the things back in
the
idol
frog.
And then do that? Yeah. All this goes through my mind all at once. Before I make any decision. So,
sure.
I think, okay, yeah,
sure.
I'm going to kill this guy, because one, he disturbed the altar in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, he is blessing this place by bringing the influence of my demon god to the swamp again, but I can do a lot more with a lot less than what he's doing. So, I'm going to go straight into attack mode, and I do have my flail.
Okay. All right. So, attack. It's your turn.
Okay, so it's a D8.
D20, you have to hit first.
That's why
wow,
I'm
Eric.
Doing.
Wow.
You fucking missed on the first one everybody is.
A 9.
A 9.
Alright. Plus, where's your attack bonus? It's a plus 3.
It's a, yes.
So that's a 12.
12.
Okay, 12 misses.
So,
misses?
Yep.
Why?
The same reason you didn't get hit when he attacked.
So basically...
what does it have to be?
13.
Okay.
Something higher than
so you could burn a point of luck.
I don't know the rules.
Well,
yes.
We don't always... A lot of times you won't know the ACs whenever you're
doing
it. So if he says it misses, it just means...
Okay.
You could burn a point of luck and hit him if you want. You only get luck back at most once an adventure.
How many luck points do I have?
The bottom
your
of your skills.
14.
14.
Which one of us gets it back, like, at sleep? Was it Shane?
He gets a D.
Yeah,
one.
I'll
yeah,
go.
He gets one back every night.
Hmm. You guys are on your way, you said?
He's already
he's there.
He's
I'm already here.
Yeah. I'm on my way. Shane
all right, I'm not going to use my luck right now because I'm pretty confident in my my armor
okay.
right now. So I'm going to say I have a miss.
What do you do, thiefy man?
I approach as silently as I can.
Okay.
Which I will roll for that.
Yep.
And I get a 16.
Okay. That's good enough.
Alright.
You successfully sneak up.
How strong is this guy?
How strong is he?
Yeah, can I judge, like...
I mean, he looks sick and stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
I want to put him in full Nelson. I want to just grapple him.
Okay.
Keep him from attacking.
Roll. He gets a 9 for his strength.
I also get a 9.
Okay. You have to roll again. And 9.
Okay. That time I got a 3.
Okay, so...
I distract him, though.
Not so much. He does turn towards you.
Okay.
Feel your face with his tongue.
But I distract him.
Yes.
Eric.
Subdue it.
Eric, yeah, so he's turned.
I feel like Calvin just did what happened in Arrow the other day that we were complaining about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. So Calvin at least has distracted him. He has his back turned.
Yep.
And my I'm pretty happy with my flail, so I'm gonna attack again.
All right, do it.
Damn, Eric drew a picture of himself.
Yep.
16.
16.
Plus,
so that's
plus 3, right?
Yeah, attack bonus plus 3, so 19. So that means I did hit, but I gotta... Wait, I forgot how it works.
Ask him if you
hit. Did I hit with a 19?
You did.
It's above 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now roll damage.
Damage is, with my flail, a d8.
Plus...
Plus 2?
Plus
1?
Plus at least a 1.
Yeah, I thought I'd get that flail, give it an extra plus 1.
Plus 2.
Plus 2.
Let's see. So put a plus 2 next to that flail.
I get a plus d6 if I light it on fire.
Yep. Do you want to light it on fire? Once a day.
Once a day? Yeah, I'll definitely do it.
Okay.
This is almost the end of the day.
So you get a d8 plus a d6 plus 2.
Okay. So this is my d8.
Okay. D6 is the square one. 7.
7. Plus a d6.
Yep.
1.
1.
8.
Plus 2.
Plus 2, so 10.
10.
Okay, so how do you destroy him with your fiery flail?
I mean, he is turned away from me, so I'm going to hit
him. Doesn't it have like 3 like things on it too? Wasn't that the picture?
The flail?
Yeah, I think it has like 3 like...
3 balls.
With spikes,
with spikes.
Yeah. So I'm aiming, and because I hit, I want to aim right in the back of his head, because I want those things to pop out with the force I have.
They do.
Yeah.
Yep, his head explodes.
Yeah.
He crumbles to the ground, and the gems bounce like dice upon the hard dirt floor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that.
You pick them up.
That's terrible.
And that's the only thing he has of value on him.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm taking him back to the altar.
Okay.
I'm going to put him into the effigy, or the idol.
And then pray?
I'm going to pray while making sure it's bathed in moonlight.
You do so. The idol begins to shake, and the ground shakes before you. It slides back and reveals stairs leading down into the darkness.
I'm excited. I go down the stairs.
You go down the stairs?
I arrive at the swamp.
Okay.
I'm a little late, but I finally got here. I figure it's been long enough, right?
If you were going looking for him, yeah.
I was trying to find the swamp.
I don't mind if you guys come down with me, but I am not really focusing on you at all.
Yeah.
I'm in my element here.
Oh, and Cal can go. What are you guys doing?
I'm trying to finish this thing.
Okay, you go down the stairs, and the farther you go, the walls, the stairs, and dropping from the ceiling are all a sort of mucousy slime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any light?
Do I have any light?
Mm-hmm.
I do not. I mean, I've been spending a lot of time in these kind of environments, so I'm used to them, but I guess I can't see super well.
Okay.
Father.
Does anyone have a light?
Father. Father.
Yeah.
I have a lantern.
I have this star on my forehead.
How'd you know I couldn't see?
It looks dark down there and I can't see you.
Oh.
You can't see either.
Well, either come down or throw it down.
I don't know how this works, though.
You gotta roll to cast the spell.
On a successful casting, the wizard may choose to invoke any effect of equal or less than his spell check.
Yep. So roll d20 and add your spell check, which I think is just a plus one for you.
18 plus 19.
1. So that's this result.
Caster calls into being a tower-shaped-sized wall of force at a point within 25 feet. It grants the plus 4 AC bonus for 2d6 rounds. The wall cannot move from where it was called into existence, but remains in existence if the caster moves out of range. Sweet, so I can just put it like down up ahead, like just a wall that protects us?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
And so you can see 25 feet in front of you. So So you want to put it
would we, yeah.
out there?
Yeah, I want to put it out that way in case something's coming.
Okay, so
right?
You see, sort of going down, there's... It goes straight to the left, to the right, and then you're coming down.
Can I put it, like, before it turns left and right? Does that work?
So you can block one of the entrances if you wanted to.
Can we get through the wall if we need to, or is it... also gonna
it just is a wall. It grants plus 4 AC bonus.
Okay.
And I can't move it from where it was called in existence, but it remains in existence.
I'll say that you can go through it.
It lasts for 4, 3, 7 rounds. Because I rolled 2d6s.
Okay.
So I'll put it there in one of the little entrances there. So if we have to fight something, we have protection one way.
Okay. But can we still not see?
You can see.
Okay, we can see.
Yeah, he lights 25 feet away.
Gotcha.
I'm like Combustion Man with like a...
Yeah. Okay.
Good thing I got here on time.
Okay, so this feels like a holy place.
Yeah.
To you. To the rest of you, it feels very unholy, probably. You know,
we have three... What ways to go? Is that what you said?
There are three ways. Okay. There's the left, a forward, and a right. If you sort of glance down or listen down, you hear the sounds of, like, water coming from the left. You hear nothing coming from the right. And forward, it you just feel a wave of, like, humid heat coming from that direction.
I actually, this is a new day, so I can reuse my... Or no, have I... I have not yet used my...
Correct.
One
Froggy spell. Tower thing, or what?
Second sight, where I can predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Give it a
but
shot.
But in order to do it, you have to say... I can see the future.
Well, I don't know what my, my level of being able to see stuff is going to be yet, so...
Roll it.
I still right. think you have to say
20?
That. Whenever you use a spell, you have to say that, Eric.
Right?
Your,
what's that from again?
20.
DBZ.
DBZ.
11.
Plus 3, right? Is 11. It 14?
Let go my ego.
It's for, down below.
Here?
Yeah.
Plus 1.
So 12.
12.
That should be enough to get it off. Cast it.
That's what she said.
Cast it.
So 12 is for one round, the cleric glimpses the future. In doing so, he gains great insight into the most effective manner to complete any action. The cleric receives a plus 4 bonus on a single roll of his choosing on his next round, whether it's an attack roll, a damage roll, skill check, or something else. So for this round, I get to... find the most effective manner to complete any action, which I'm assuming is going to be which of the three do I go down. And in my next, I receive a plus 4 bonus on the roll next round.
So you feel the humid heat feels the most at home to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost as if the god is beckoning you that way.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going
to... you left.
And that's all I get? Do I get any feelings from the other two, or just that?
Because
if anything, I would just trust my god to beckon me home.
That's the only feeling you get.
I go down forward into the...
Do you guys follow him?
Yeah, I'm heading that way, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not... I'm keeping a little bit of distance between the two of us, because I don't know what's ahead.
This might have been a huge
ploy
to get us all together, so he can sacrifice him to his god.
He wants to make bones.
3-year anniversary.
He's going to turn us into bone
sculptures. The idol. Bone idols.
That's why Shane didn't come. He's like, haha, I know it's coming.
I'm making sure the dwarf doesn't run off.
He's giving creepy looks at that pale
skin. I know. That's why I was like, I know it's coming. Me. Shane's ready.
Okay.
Shane wants to roll a die.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he wants to woo this flute player.
Oh, you're back at the end?
He's
still
left.
Back there.
You know that?
No.
He's
still left.
Okay.
It's only us three. He stayed at the end trying to woo
Let's this
skinny
room,
flute.
Let's do this room, and then we'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you go forward,
yes.
And as you walk forward, it gets hotter and more humid.
Mm-hmm.
Vines begin to sort of climb down the walls.
Mm-hmm. No
and,
children on them, though.
No.
Okay.
And it just becomes more swamp-like.
Okay.
Okay? Eventually, the stone floor gives way to mud, and you're sort of trucking through.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually come to an open room. It's lit by effervescent mushrooms.
Okay.
Glowing a sort of purple. Is it not effervescent?
No. Effervescent is when you drop a tablet in water and it bubbles.
What's the word then?
Shiny?
Incandescent.
Incandescent.
Yes.
Incandescent mushrooms. Giving the room sort of a purple light.
Yeah.
You see...
Fucking 3 hit points.
What looks like a tombstone, kind of. But it has some words written on it. What languages do you speak?
Where do I get that from? I'm a human.
There's some on your character at the bottom.
Probably speak common.
Common. That's it.
Okay, just common?
Basic.
That's common.
The wizard can try and roll decipher script. It's just a skill.
Okay. I don't want to be destroying something crazy.
D20 plus intelligence.
What kind of writing is
it? You don't know. He's trying to decipher it.
16
plus.
Ooh, nothing. If it's a spell check, I get a 1. If it's not, it's just a 16.
So you recognize it as the chaos script.
Okay. I don't like his place.
Too bad you don't get the chaos language, Eric.
I don't like his place.
You can't tell what it says, but there are some other things in the room. There's a pool in the center.
I'm a cleric of chaos, but can't read chaos.
Well, you don't have that as a language.
I'm a lawful wizard, and I can't read lawful.
Yeah. Okay. Not yet.
It has to be, like...
I could have gotten...
Shane was the only one that actually had it.
I could have gotten 2 more languages from my intelligence modifier, but I didn't have any intelligence modifier. Okay.
Well, I know, but...
Common and alignment, you can read your chaotic
notes you have.
But you
didn't come. So, I'm sorry, Rick, what were you saying?
So, there's the tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pool. If you take any time to look at the pool, you can see...
are there skulls in this one, too?
There's a key.
Like, I speak the language of...
In the bottom of the pool. But the pool seems to be moving as if waves, but you feel no wind or anything that would cause it to move as it's doing.
Something's in there.
That is it in this room, but there are 2 unexplored hallways if you wish to go back.
I feel like a warm light was, and that humidity was calling towards me. I feel like I was meant to come here. So I don't think my God would send me here. It was not to get that key.
How deep is that water?
It looks like it's 5 feet.
Could you do really clear water and just really far down?
In faith, I go for the key.
You go for the key. Okay.
I always get freaked out.
I know you do.
I have to roll a d8.
1.
1.
It could be good or it could be bad.
1. Okay, so, did you say you reached in, or you jumped in?
Well, it's 5 feet.
Yeah.
I can't really go... I mean, I can't... I don't know.
You can let yourself down easily.
Going for it. I would say, no, I'm comfortable in a swamp, I'm comfortable in water.
You stepped in?
I stepped in, and
okay. You regret doing so, as your skin begins to burn with acid.
Okay.
You take 5 points of damage...
Okay.
Roll fortitude save.
What's that?
So roll a d20 and add your fort bonus.
Yeah. The fort would be real.
So 1 bonus.
17.
18.
Okay. So you only take half that. So you take 2.
2 damage to... My armor doesn't help me here.
To your HP.
No.
This doesn't help
this
you.
This bypasses
3.
So you're at...
You're at 3.
You're at 3 hit
I'm at
points.
3 now.
You need
your max here.
What's that?
Your max would be 5.
Let's roll initiative. So 18.
What die did you roll for hit points? The d6.
15.
No, he told me to roll the d20.
No. Your hit points when you went to first level. What did you roll? You rolled this one, right?
I never did it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You said you did.
What?
He was at 3. He rolled 2 and got 5.
No, but what die did he roll was my question.
I think it was a D8.
D8? Okay. Just put D8 there then. That way you don't have to look it up every
Okay.
Because D6 is 2, D4 is wizard.
Right.
Roll a D20 and add initiative.
I have no ambition for initiative.
12.
Okay.
14.
Initiative is
minus
there,
one, mate. So 11.
J, right?
You're not there.
So I speak the language.
Okay, so.
Should have came. You should have.
I don't make sure the dwarf didn't steal our book.
You're not even watching the dwarf, you're watching the tick of the flute.
So,
I'll have my eyes on
Sting, you're first. He's flailing in this pool trying to get out.
Okay.
The pool is grabbing him almost and pulling him in. It seems to be sentient.
Oh, you're dead.
yeah.
He's pretty heavy. He's got full plate on.
Yep. Yeah. What do you do?
I have a minus two to strength.
I think your god's fucking with you. He's still mad about that one you rolled earlier. how do you fight water?
It's
grass.
It's
what?
No.
Pokemon. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
What do you do?
This isn't water, though. Clearly. How do you fight poison?
I could try. it's not my turn yet, though, right?
No, but you can talk.
I have tadpole transformation.
Hey, now.
Should you try
that first.
I gotta try it. You gotta try it now, otherwise you're gonna fucking die.
If you guys want to wait till Eric's turn,
I'll wait.
Save your actions.
I can't do a whole
Go
lot.
Ahead. Cast it. Cast it well.
Alright, what do I do?
D20.
D20.
Plus your spell modifier.
Throw my jar of honey in the
plus
in
two,
the,
I think. Right?
Hicker.
Yes.
Do it. Roll well.
Shake
my
it first.
Son.
Blow on him.
You can spend luck, remember.
12.
Good blow.
Plus two is 14.
Stop sniffing.
What would that do
Shane.
For you?
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay, right now it says the caster grows a stiff tadpole-like tail.
Okay.
He can now swim at a speed equal to the double of his normal walking speed. The transformation lasts 1d6 turns.
Roll your d6.
Take it.
Six.
Okay.
The acid stops burning you.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good.
That's lucky.
That's good.
Okay, and I have my giant tail now, too, and I can swim up, can't I?
It said large.
Not yeah,
giant.
You can swim up, or you can get the key at the bottom.
Oh, I thought I didn't get the key yet. No, I'm going for the key. That's why I...
You have the key.
Thing.
You dip your head underneath. You transform back into a human.
I got the key,
and
I'm going back out to... Yeah, out from the water.
Okay. You take your soaking
what?
Wet acid-soaked clothes off?
No, the acid stopped burning me.
Yep.
Just stop running here.
All good things come with a cost.
What? You had to be part frog to get into the pool.
I was told to come here.
That's what the Chaos Lord said.
Yeah.
I'm like waiting, like, what am I going to do? How do I attack water?
All right, so I still have my tail for the next six rounds or whatever, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I have the key and I'm out and I have lost 2 hit points. But that's pretty much my consequence, right?
So the key, yeah.
Yeah,
so the
for
key
not
and
faith.
Is the ooze gonna come up at us?
Not having faith to transform into
a
frog
is
prematurely.
Stuck in a pit?
The ooze
happen.
Can't get out.
Okay, so we don't have to try to fight or anything. Okay. All right, I just
I'm gonna do it once.
You each get 2 XP that were there.
Yay! It was funny. It's fucking. I thought they were going off to do something small, and Calvin and I were staying, and then halfway through, okay, I was like, "Oh, I actually sneaked behind."
No, he
no.
said that whenever I started leaving from the book,
yeah.
I was gonna mention that before.
You said
that.
Yeah,
I said
sometime.
It before,
and then I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go there," and he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna watch this woman."
So maybe
when
you'll
fuck
this chick and get like 10 XP. You don't know.
To you in a second.
Okay.
So the key, it's not shaped like a normal key. It looks like a character.
Yeah.
Like the same characters on the tomb.
Was there a keyhole on the tomb?
Now that you examine it closer, you notice one of the characters isn't engraved as much as it is missing.
Ah, okay. And it obviously looks like it fits.
Does
it? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to without hesitation.
Okay.
It.
You put it in and like a pipe shape hole.
Yeah.
So the brick wall, okay, sort of a circle of it falls forward like a drawbridge,
mm-hmm.
and water begins to pour out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go down this hole.
I have a tail.
Head first.
Yep. It begins to fill the room.
You get stuck. He doesn't have my fear.
I'm going to go back down that hallway.
You would try, but the door is closed.
Damn it, Eric.
I'm fine.
You begin to swim
yep.
against the current,
mm-hmm.
roll strength, you get
I have a modifier of 1.
We'll say you have a plus 10 because of your tail.
Okay. That's 20?
Yep.
Plus 11.
17.
Okay. You're able to swim up the current.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you into this underground lake.
Okay.
And you... Well, it's not really a lake. It's just sort of a... Like a silo.
Sure.
If you can think of that.
Like a cylinder.
Rising. Yeah,
like
exactly.
The bottom of a well.
Does it go up or does it go down?
You're at the bottom.
Gotcha.
And it goes up.
I'm going up.
Okay, so you go up. And you see another shrine similar to the one above, but this one was much grander. It has many more gems in it.
Yeah.
And it also has a necklace around it. And the necklace seems to call to you.
Yeah. I'll take the necklace.
You take the necklace? Do you put it on?
Not while I'm underwater.
Okay. Well, so... Okay.
Can I just hold it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, you have it. You come back to them. Mm-hmm. Once you were at the statue, you guys noticed the water stops.
I'm trying to... What am I doing?
And the door opens.
Okay, good.
Okay. He comes back. Hey, guys. We're all wet.
WTF, man.
I got this necklace.
Do you want to put it on now?
Now.
Got I'll anything for us?
You do so.
Now, does this jewel... one? He says jeweled necklace...
It is
just a necklace.
It's a necklace. It seems to be made out of, like, carved in a rock.
Okay.
Sort of.
Sure.
It's a black, like, slate.
Yeah, I'll put the necklace on. I won't, like, tuck it under my armor or anything, but I'll just put it...
You do so, and you notice when you do, the runes on the tombstone, you can read them now.
Can I read that language, or is it just those runes?
You have chaos as a language, but when you speak it with a frog tongue.
Fine, I prefer that.
You just like flop around a lot.
Yeah, chaos.
That was good.
Yeah.
Shane.
Yeah. So
you're at the end.
Do I get to?
No.
What is
it's me now?
What is
it's
the
me.
What did I read?
Where
did it say on
the tombstone?
Yeah.
It basically said that
your name.
Only the children of your God
mm-hmm.
can go and gain his blessing.
Okay. Alright, so I got the necklace and now I've gained a language.
Chaos.
Chaos language.
You're at the end.
Yes.
Oh, and that's an additional XP. For
everyone. I lived!
You're welcome.
Okay, you're talking to the girl?
Talking to this girl.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, it's back then. I don't need to do much.
What do you mean back then?
Back then what?
This could be a 5,000-year-old civilization.
I thought the way you made it sound like earlier.
It's medieval, but they also have magic, and it's a really shitty place.
Is it implied that anybody that wears that necklace can
knowledge isn't
speak that?
I don't know. You want to try and put it on someone else?
Yeah, if I put it on, I'm not like croaking
yeah.
stuff. I
maybe,
might like,
maybe it'll take away
melt.
His language.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't,
we got two people that can speak it now, so
I don't trust this. I don't want it.
Okay.
Count for it.
Do you introduce yourself?
Thank you.
Don't touch the camera.
Let's define some things here. This is...
I would do all that, that's what you're saying.
This civilization, you know, you said there's books of knowledge isn't spread out very quickly.
Yeah.
Books are rare, maps are rare.
So think like...
Education is low.
The Middle Ages.
It's patriarchal.
It depends on the civilization.
The one we're at now.
You don't like...
We're in a fishing village right now.
It's not
it's
so
patriarchal.
Much of a country has like a... you know, culture,
mm-hmm.
things like that. It's more as if, like, every town and village has its own kind of thing.
Alright.
Because, like, you know, knowledge and stuff doesn't transfer very freely, right? So, the next village over the hill could have a different dialect or language than...
Over the hill?
Yeah.
Jeez. What place is this?
It's an old place where information doesn't travel freely. Like, there may be kings and king's roads, but 99% of people will never see the king.
Yeah.
Definitely not you.
That's not my ship. I know, but it wasn't
okay. Interesting.
Does that tell you what you want to know?
Didn't know it was on.
No, I'm just wondering if I had to put much effort into bullying this girl. I can't imagine I would. Back then.
I mean, it depends on the
or
girl.
Or now.
Gosh.
But,
right?
Just roll a die.
Like, you know, she could be married for all you know.
There's no ring on her finger.
Not that you can see.
Have you looked?
Huh? Yeah, I have.
But she might just like,
asked around.
Play her instrument, too.
I asked around. She's single.
So, what was
ask the
she's slaying dudes left and right.
So what do you say to her?
When I walk by her. First, I give her the familiar look, and I just keep walking. She gives me the familiar look back. Or is that you?
That's me.
Okay.
Now, you gotta do what you do, and he's supposed to give you what other people are doing.
Okay,
you
walk by.
You
I give
can't
her,
tell the world what's
I give
doing.
Her this familiar look.
What's your personality? Skill?
12.
I was waiting for him to be like amazing.
So you're more attractive than the average.
Oh. The emphasis is all numbers. Okay.
No.
Alright.
Sorry.
Okay, she shares a meaningful glance with you.
Okay.
As you pass.
I'm like looking in your eyes like really.
Okay, go ahead. I think I decrowd.
I mean, she's, like, you know, doing her thing. She's taken a break and gotten a glass of wine at the bar.
Okay.
I'm getting loose.
Is she still on the clock?
I mean, she has to take breaks, you know.
She's not getting paid hourly.
Okay.
She's getting paid for the gig.
Okay. Because she's at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Who has the clock?
I'm over there in a corner where I've been the whole time.
Okay.
When did you walk by her?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's talking with the young dwarven girl that's manning the bar.
Okay. I approach her, I approach her, and I sit
sidle up to her suspiciously.
No.
You know what? Let him do it. We did our thing.
I approach her and I sit down on her left side.
Okay.
I order a drink.
What kind of drink?
Like
dwarven ale, wine.
What do they have on tap?
They have ale, they have wine, they have mead.
Ale.
Okay.
I'm sipping my ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold to my lips.
Warm.
This one's particularly cold. They got it from the back in the cellar words.
Because his lips are so warm, they're warming up.
Oh my god.
And I asked this. Girl.
Her name?
No, I'm not asking for her name.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't, yeah, I was gonna say.
Man, it sounds like you sit down and just like don't say anything for a while long time.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't.
He's like,
it's kinda awkward.
If she's a good looking girl, guys probably sit down at her all the time, introduce ourselves, and ask her name. Why don't I want to be one of those fools?
Someone does
that.
But
then again, if I have a high personality number, I guess it wouldn't matter what I say. Whatever.
Someone does that while you're sitting down.
Okay.
Cool. This, like. Apparently, from the conversation, he's approached her a few times.
Okay.
He appears to be like the arm wrestling champion of
the
sort
of the top,
game,
baby!
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, did you see me over there? I beat another three today. And he's talking to her, right?
Okay.
And she's like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Right?
Like, yeah. Well, honestly, what I would probably do is I'd probably interrupt the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And go, and bring her a second drink that I ordered secretly while they're having a conversation and go, sit next to her and go, here, babe, here's that drink you ordered.
Hey! What do you think you're doing? This is arm wrestling game.
I'm bringing my girlfriend a drink. What are you doing, man?
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you around here.
Well, I know, it's because I just got off work. I just came in.
I'm here every night. Arm wrestling. It's what I do. What do you do?
I squat.
Where?
What kind of weapon do you have? And do you have it on you?
I have it on me.
You have a long sword.
A long sword.
Okay.
But it's in a capsule.
No, there's no capsules.
Dragon Ball Z thing.
What's that? What do you do with that blade?
I stick the pointy in other men.
Are you like some sort of sellsword or something? A thief? A killer?
You haven't heard of me, have you?
No.
You even told him your name. How would you have heard of you?
Well, I'm trying to think. Our exploits. How far are we from?
You gotta say your name. You gotta say your name.
Heard.
Okay. My name is Raven Maddox.
Who?
I still wanted there to be a quiet amongst the bar, but man, so I was playing.
My name is Raven Maddox. This is my girlfriend, and I'm trying to have a drink with her, sir.
I am Magnus.
Magnus.
This is my bar, my town, and my woman.
You're a woman? Those are fighting words.
Well, do you need that blade, or we'll fist?
We're arm wrestling.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. His arms are jammed.
During this time, the woman walks away.
You got 17 strength.
She looks curious.
I'm just like, what's I'm trying to understand the rules here. So if, you know.
Don't worry about the numbers.
Okay. Well, I think I'd sell this like men in a fist fight.
You want to have a fist fight?
Yeah, I'm not going to just I'm not gonna whip out a sword or some hoe.
Okay. So.
You just settled a lie that she's your girlfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
In hopes that he can whip out his sword later.
The little dwarven girl at the bar is like, you fucking break anything, you buy it.
Hey, watch it, your mouth, girl.
Shut your mouth, woman.
She's like 11 years old. You're taken aback. But you guys get in the middle of the bar fight.
Everyone clears the table, everyone clears out.
Yep.
She'll go outside on the grass. So
they close the curtains.
They sort of
flip the sign.
Form a circle around you, right? And people are taking bets.
This passes for entertainment.
Okay.
All right. Arm wrestling here every night.
So roll strength. Or
20.
Tell me about what you're going to do. So he's a big, muscly guy. Okay, he's slow. But if he hits you, he's going to hurt you real bad.
I'm going to sit there and wait for him to throw a move.
I would probably ask if the guy's been drinking.
You're there.
I'm just...
I thought I assumed that we were both drinking.
You've both been drinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so he throws a haymaker.
Yep.
What do you try and do?
I try to dodge. You know, I'm not going to block them. I'm going to try to dodge it and use his momentum against him.
Okay.
Throwing him forward onto the ground.
Okay.
Okay.
So you get that die and your D die, which is the D3.
Okay.
Okay. So you roll those. You add your strength modifier, which is a +2. That's very good. And you got your D die. So what you said happens, happens.
Okay.
Okay. And he's going to try it, but he's not going to beat that. He doesn't. So he does the haymaker. You duck under and sort of push him behind. And he...
Well, I slip underneath.
Yeah.
And he goes past me.
Yep, he goes past you and you sort of push at his hips.
Yeah.
And have him stumble forward onto the floor. A lot of people are sort of laughing and he's just sort of gotten angrier.
I give him this look, half cockeyed look like that.
His happy vision shadow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you,
like Years of Liberty.
Do you allow him to get up or do you try and rush him on the ground?
I allow him to get up.
Okay, so he gets up and now he's just angry and he sort of tries to run at you and just sort of like grab you.
Okay.
To sort of, you know, like, tackle you.
Okay.
What are you trying to do?
You gave him a chance.
I gave the man a chance.
To hit you? Oh, he's pissed now, though. Because he made it look like
people
a fool.
People become better fighters when they're pissed. I want to try to think of something that's story-wise more fun than doing the same thing I just did, which is what I would probably do in real life.
Well, you could, like, try and position yourself in front of the door, right? And, like, have him do it again, but this time you push him out of the inn, like, into the mud or something.
I'll do a defensive and... I don't know.
Isn't there mud in the inn?
Not that much. They probably track all kinds of shit in there. I'll do some kind of, another defensive maneuver.
Okay.
In addition to an attack.
Okay.
You're gonna counterattack?
Yes, I guess. No, that's...
Roll it.
All right.
Not good.
Roll. I touched, I hit my hand. I don't know what one means.
But... Fine.
Not good either.
3-1.
Better than mine, though. I gets a fumble.
You should have, like, just, like, let him come and then, like, just roll and threw him out the door.
Yeah, but he didn't want to be on the ground. Good to see it. Let's get up. Yep, the other straight the entire time.
You rolled a 19.
Okay, he trips and falls. So okay. He sort of goes after you. He trips and falls out of the door down the stairs. And he sort of looks up, thinks about it.
Pride hurt.
And then he's like,
that bitch has gonorrhea anyways.
And he sort of leaves fuming.
Okay.
He's angry.
All right.
What's the what is the reaction of the rest of the crowd?
Like, a lot of people are angry because most people were betting on him.
Yeah.
They're like, damn it. And, like, are sort of looking at you with, you know, unhappy eyes.
Contempt.
But
they're probably also upset that it wasn't really a fight.
Yeah, that's true.
Dodged and pushed him, and this guy just tripped up the stairs.
You get one XP.
Okay.
And one sort of fat guy in what looks like a friar's robe comes up to you. Says, let me buy you a drink. You made me a lot of money, boy.
Okay. You just give me the money, sir. No, I'm just kidding. All right, buy me a drink. Whatever, yeah. Whatever you're having, good sir.
Ha-ha! Take some of this. It's mighty strong. He hands it to you. It's called Dragon's Breath.
Oh, shit. Shane was trying to whip out his sword. He's going to get his sword whipped out on him.
Have some of this.
I made that joke earlier.
I'll have one drink, sir.
Very good. Quite
gotta
fleet
watch.
Of foot, gotta aren't watch. You?
Gotta what?
Quite fleet of foot.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, very good. It is a wise man that dodges the punch and lets the enemy defeat himself.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Tell me. I am Krang.
Krang? Okay.
Who are you?
My name is Raven.
Raven.
Yes,
very
sir.
Good.
It's good to meet you, sir.
Are
it's
you?
Fine establishment.
I haven't seen you around here. I am the local friar.
I'm with my merry band. We're traveling, adventuring, seeking glory and treasure.
Ah, very good. Few nobler deeds. Yep. Have you found any so far?
We're actually in the beginning of our adventure. We're collecting information. We were together 3 years ago on a really successful journey.
Oh!
That a lot of people died on.
Yeah, I mean, successful. It was successful for us, not the other guys.
You must tell me about it. You tell him about it.
Yeah.
He's very impressed.
His favorite part is the dwarf that poisons the one thing, because he was poisoned himself.
Okay. I wonder what kind of things he makes.
What kind of information are you looking for?
Well, honestly, we have a book that our... The dwarf, what is he, the
innkeeper?
Yeah.
He's translating.
Yeah, we have a book right now that's waiting to be translated
by
the innkeeper. Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
Interesting. Perhaps you could, what is it that you're looking for, though? Like, what will this book tell you, do you think?
It's about the map, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a map that we have that we need information on. So we basically need some questions answered.
Questions answered? Have you thought of sailing to Alcazar?
Alcazar.
And speaking with the Oracle there?
Alcazar. I don't know what that is.
It's an island. It is said to house an Oracle that knows all, sees all.
What language are they speaking there?
I have not been there myself, for I have heard that it takes a king's ransom in order to buy words of wisdom from her.
King's ransom. Well, we don't have that, do we? How much is a king's ransom in this world, Rick?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot more than 6 gold.
Sounds like a charlatan.
A lot more than you can imagine.
Sounds like a what?
Charlatan.
I don't trust this guy.
I don't trust anything.
You know, I'm
trust the phone king.
I'm getting old. In my years.
Chains like just
I can see that.
I had thought of maybe taking a journey there myself, but a simple man of faith for me has no grand questions. But the reason I know of this island is I was at port. I go there sometimes to try and gather the flock, right?
Yeah.
Or flock. Someone there was dying of some disease or something and came to me for aid. I did what I could for him, but I could not save him. He told me that he was on the way to this, that he was a servant of this man that was on the way, and he was supposed to bring him this disc. Apparently, it is what you must purchase in order to ask the Oracle a question.
Where can we find this disc?
Well, I have it. I took it from him. He had no companions. He was alone on the ship. I knew not who to give it to. Perhaps I could give it to you if you promise to come back here someday and tell me of your great adventures.
I can promise you that if I don't perish, I'll bring it back to you.
It is good.
Yep. Okay.
Shh. He drops his shatters.
God, shit.
You do that, and he's like, all right, roll a d20.
It's a golden disc. Engraved in it is what looks like an elf floating above a canyon, and she's sort of chained so she doesn't, like, float away, basically.
Okay. So I have this golden disc. Mm-hmm. And waiting for them to get back.
I would love if you just gave the golden disc to that chick and his banger for payment.
Alright, so cut back to us in the little Toomey place.
I'm sorry, that girl. What's going on with that?
You stuck
on. When we're done with that, I think we're on the way back.
I assume you guys are back.
Yeah,
we
are we not checking out the other tunnels at all or anything like that? We're just done? We're good? We finished everything we needed?
We already came back out and did all that stuff. We have to go back all the way in. My tail only has 3 turns left.
Alright, so you guys head back to the inn. You see him talking up someone at the bar. Do you disturb him or do you let him do his thing?
He can do his thing with that big old friar guy.
Yeah.
Get past the friar. He's back to the girl.
Well, do we see him actually receive an item?
No. You come back and he's talking to a girl at the bar.
Okay.
Oh, I go up and I interrupt.
Okay.
Here's that drink you were asking for, baby.
Like, where you been?
I've been here collecting information, my friend. How you doing?
All right. Saving lives.
He's soaking wet.
Drenched.
Dripping.
Father's fucking sober.
You did nothing.
Sober.
What are you saving lives?
You've been dark, walking through nothing.
What's her name again?
You haven't asked.
I thought you asked me then.
Oh, wow. You have not asked what her name is. You have not asked her about her. You didn't even talk to her. You never even acknowledged
her.
You
just asserted that she was your girlfriend in front of her what might have been boyfriend. And then kicked his ass and then left her.
No, because she was...
to talk to an old man.
Because it was apparent that she was turned off by this guy who...
It wasn't apparent.
You asserted that.
No, it was apparent.
You can only do your reflection, right?
Yeah.
He's been trying to do this all the time. And she's like, okay. She was annoyed.
She said, oh, cool.
She was annoyed.
But she was annoyed.
She could have been annoyed
That's
by
it.
Her. She could have been annoyed by her boyfriend.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm sure Melly's been annoyed by me. I'm sure Joy's been annoyed by
you. If that was
you.
The case, I did actually do that to make him jealous, because that's what girls do. By this point, her name is Roxanne. We've been talking for a while. She's giggling, she's laughing. I've gotten her a little drunk.
You can't make those decisions, or that's Rick's.
Yeah, you need to stop putting words into the other people that aren't you.
You only do you. You can't do that stuff.
Okay. Well, we're talking. I got her name.
Her name is Hazel.
Hazel.
Hey, Hazel, can you get out of the way?
I'm just kidding.
I need to talk to this guy. You need to get... Go play your...
Don't you have some music to play?
Okay. I introduce... what's your name?
Who?
You.
He's Jay.
Jay. Okay, I introduce Jay and Hazel.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Hazel.
Have you been swimming?
It's a long story.
I'm sure it is. I kind of give Aaron this look.
And I look at Father
Michael. And I say hi in my in my chaos tongue. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this fucking thing.
So, Jay, why don't you go check on home.
Okay, yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Good.
Well, let me walk you. Hey, Jay, I'll meet up with you later. Why don't you go check on the translation of that book?
He won't be done until tomorrow, he said. Didn't you say you found out something?
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that in a little
Let's
bit. Where are you guys staying at again?
Staying right here. Come on upstairs. Yeah. Let's talk.
Okay, I'll meet you guys back in a little bit. So I grab her by the arm. As she starts to walk. I grab her by the arm.
Okay.
It's a good one over here.
I say, all right, where do you live? I'll walk you there.
I don't know about that. I
hope she lives in the swamp.
It'll be okay. I let go. I start walking out the door.
Okay. She goes.
Okay.
I mean, you're walking.
So do you live with your parents? Or do you have, like, a studio apartment?
Really creepy.
How old are you?
Huh? Me?
No, you didn't even ask how old she is or nothing? You know nothing about her.
She looks like she's 19 or something like that. She's young.
Don't assume not a man. Child. That gets you. That's what gets you.
I'll be 29. That's all right.
So you're not from around here?
No, I'm not actually. I'm with my compadres back there. They're a good group of guys.
I've never been able to leave this place. It's, you know.
Why is that?
I love to hear stories of other lands. They inspire my music.
Oh, well, okay. So I tell her about our adventures. I leave out the last 3 years of my life. So.
Sounds
you
like
you tell about your wife.
It sounds like you've experienced a lot of like terror and death-defying adventure.
It's been a positive experience. It's been a really positive experience.
You'll have to.
I've come out of it a much better person.
Here's my home. You'll have to tell me a little more inside.
Okay, let's go.
This is funny.
So are you here by yourself? Do you have a roommate?
So you go inside.
What does she look like?
And you spend the night in each other's comforting embrace.
Okay.
Did you guys spin for that, or
how many? How many times?
No, automatically get XP.
All right. Thank you. You guys are at the end.
And you can roll a D4 to find out that part, Eric.
Okay.
Roll fortitude check versus STD.
No.
Yep. No, dude, do it!
Do it!
No.
You gotta do it. Remember?
You even gotta do
you
it.
You say that her
you
boyfriend
fucked her.
Guy is like, that's alright, she's got gonorrhea. You need to roll.
Roll it.
I thought I was kidding.
Roll.
Be fun.
It's roll it's roll for luck.
It's not gonna affect our adventure, it just
don't
be
worry,
fun.
This isn't gonna be the last time.
Alright.
Oh, darn it.
I know.
Alright, you guys at the end, are you doing anything else before you rent a room and go to bed?
I got nothing.
I got my necklace, I'm good.
Is there a sauna here? Well, they had saunas back then. They were saunas everywhere.
Not here, though. They...
It's a fishing village. You know, I was thinking, because I'm a scribe, I probably carry a lot of, you know, things that I found, like languages and stuff with me.
Sure.
Was there anything that I was carrying that I can now read?
Where'd you find them?
On the body of the map maker.
Ah, no.
Damn it, alright. Just trying to find something. You gotta find something.
Sure.
Let's roll out trouble.
Alright, I'm assuming Shane tells us his disky story.
In the morning?
The disk story, I said.
Okay. Gentleman has a kiss and tell.
The dick story.
The disks.
If you guys pay 2 silver pieces, you can have a room, like a shared room, and they'll like draw you a bath. Things like that.
I can stay in the swamp.
I'll get one of my own.
A room of your own.
Yeah, 2 silver pieces. I'll pay that.
I'll sneak into his.
I don't care.
Not on my own. I'm locking doors.
I don't care about sharing.
You have a room for the night.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you can room with him.
No, he's going to the fucking swamp.
Could I have spent the night in the swamp?
No.
Fashioning a new idol from the body of the dead guy.
Dead Jacob guy?
Yeah.
Done.
I'm staying in my own nice bath and warm and clean.
Okay. So that's the day.
Now I need to go talk to that dwarf guy, find out what he knew, right?
Do I still have my tail?
No.
It's gone by now.
Okay, you go to the dwarf guy. His eyes are bloodshot red. He hasn't slept.
Yes!
As you get there, he is just finishing the book.
Yes!
Did you read the whole book?
He pays you no mind when you come in, and his wife comes up and says, "What did you give him? He hasn't slept, he won't speak to me, he only reads the book."
You fuck this guy.
Yeah.
You paid him 6 gold. Fuck.
I gave him good money.
Alright.
That was good money.
That's like 6 years of salary.
Yeah. He's worth it.
It
was just a dwarven book. What's wrong with
you,
dwarven books?
Can you read it for us?
A dwarven magic book, they're supposed to have it.
I've yelled at him, I've shaked him, he pays me no mind. He only sits there. And reads.
All right. Well, let me talk to him.
Okay. You go in.
Hey, buddy.
He pays you no mind.
Hey, dwarven friend. Can I do like a magic-y checky thingy or something to see if there's something like a trance going on or?
Sure.
I mean, he's just
can
staring.
Can I switch my book? My spells for each day.
Yes. It's a new day. So 4 spells, whatever you like.
I don't know. So touching him, shaking him, nothing works, right?
Nothing works. He's almost done.
He's almost done with the book?
Yep.
Like, last page done?
Like, yeah, about, if you just want to wait.
I'm going to sit there and watch and wait.
You do so, and he sort of comes back to his senses and sees you.
Hey, buddy!
And tries to tackle you.
Shit!
What?
There too.
He's far too tired, though, and just sort of stumbles. Like, what the hell did you give me?
Gold? And a book? What did it say?
What did it say? What did it say? Find out next time.
What did the book say?
Alright, so that is where we're going to end this session. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm excited. I got a new language. I got a new idol made of bones. What are you guys excited for the next part?
I have a B.
Shane did score. You have a B. Alright, so we're going to come back and we'll check out what's going on with our heroes next time.
What's the book say?
Huh? What does the book say?